You are listening to the Self-Help Psychic Podcast with your host, Tabitha Stitt. I am a psychic medium, licensed school teacher, and I'm here to provide you with messages from the universe, spirit, source, whatever you'd like to call this higher guiding power. Your soul's purpose is here happening right now. Are you aligned or misaligned? This podcast is going to help you discover everything you're meant to be and beyond. Alrighty, welcome back. Or maybe you are brand new here to my little corner of the world. I am Tabitha Stitt, the self-help psychic. I'm known as the self-help psychic because my readings focus on personal development, your own life. You receive messages about how to move forward in your life with confidence, clarity, and confirmation. Rather than receiving messages from loved ones, which I can do that as well, I have noticed over the many, many years of doing this that spirit works with me by giving you information, clarity, and messages based off of your own life. And again, sometimes loved ones love to pop in, but for the most part, that's why I am called the self-help psychic. So if you're new here, welcome. Thank you for being here. Thank you for trying this out. If you have been here for a while, and if you haven't done so already, please leave your feedback. Give me, a like, a share, send this out to the world, let others know about this podcast. Let's spread the word, let's spread the love. And if you have time, it would mean so much to me if you left me a review. Okay, so let's get into this. I am sitting here in front of my computer on my dining room, or in my dining room. And I have my eyes closed. This is how I connect with spirit. And if you ever receive a one-on-one reading with me, you will notice that this is how I connect as well. I like to do this because the eyes are distracting. They are truly, truly part of who you are as a soul. And when you look into someone's eyes, you can see a lot of depth. You can see emotions, you can feel pain, you can feel happiness, you can feel sadness, you can witness all of that. So on one sense, as a human, this is how we connect, right? This is deeply how we connect. But the way that I work is that can actually be distracting for me. And I don't mean that in a bad way, I actually mean that in a very beautiful way. So as I close my eyes, I tap in and go into a light trance state. And I will receive messages for you. And so that's what I'm going to do now. So I think it's important to explain the process every once in a while, because if you're interested in doing the type of work that I do, each of us psychic mediums work differently. But if you're interested in doing this type of work, I think it's kind of fun to know how other mediums work. Alrighty. So what is the message for you today in this very moment? Now, as you are aware, you know that there are other listeners listening in. However, this message is important for you, my dear, because it's going to relate to you in a way that is different than it will relate to someone else. You will hear it and understand it differently. And that is how spirit works. I say spirit, universe, God, consciousness, however you'd like to think of it, your angels, guidians, guardians, guides, spirit animals, fairies, the elements. Oh my God, there's so many things to focus on. And that is part of the message. This is all part of the message, right? This is all part of the message, is we can get distracted. We are fluttering around. And part of me wants to say, is this distraction or is this a fun way of living? You know, we're so focused on ADHD. Now, I'm not putting anyone down that is diagnosed as ADHD, because you know what? I was actually diagnosed that as well a few years back. I tried an off-brand of Adderall, and there was parts that I liked of it and parts that I hated. It took me away from who I was. Now, I'm going to preface this with, by saying to each their own, but I wouldn't be talking about this if Spirit didn't want to bring it up. So this is part of the human experience. We get to decide what type of things that we want to experience. You know, it's reminding me of like Alice in Wonderland. You know, she goes down a hole, she explores life, she's told to drink something, she has a choice. So basically, it's all about choices, decisions. Eventually, she comes out of the rabbit hole and she goes home. And this is all symbolism to help you understand that you have choices. You get to make decisions, and it leads you on this path of exploring. It's an exploratory path of discovering what you like, what you dislike, what you feel you're drawn to, what you feel misaligned with, and you continue to make choices and you continue to see how it unfolds. So going back to the whole ADHD thing really quickly, for me personally, I'll just explain how my experience went because I don't really know anyone else's experiences besides my own. I felt like it gave me focus, but it also depleted my energy and it made me extremely irritable to where I felt like rageful. And I never, you know, took out rage on anyone else, but it was up and down, up and down. And now they'll tell you, hey, we've got something that will help ease that. But it is a Schedule II drug for a reason. And if you don't know what Schedule II means, you can do your own research. And I do highly recommend always doing your own research, especially when it comes to something that's going to alter your chemistry. Thinking about Alice in Wonderland, right? One minute she's really big, one minute she's really small. And this is, again, symbolic for how you may be feeling. So I do recommend always doing your own due diligence and doing your own research on the chemistry of it and how this can impact you. But basically, at the end of the day, there's so many different things that are going to alter our chemistry, and it can be environment, it can be a person, it can be food, it can be a drug, it can be a drink, it could be just society, what's going on in the world. So Spirit is encouraging you to bring in your attention to your own body, your own mind, your own feelings, and allow yourself a moment of quietness. So be still and know that I am God. Be still. Now, this is not religious by any means. This is just your own spiritual connection. And as you teach yourself and make time for this and give yourself the opportunity to what I like to call sit in the power, you will gain energy and focus just from that. You can ask to feel a certain way. You can ask to be a certain person or personality or persona. You can ask and you shall receive. Now, again, I'm not going to make this religious, but this is all part of universal law as well, is that you ultimately get to create your reality by making choices and looking at your decisions and understanding what you can control and what you cannot control. And so Spirit is helping you recognize and understand that as you allow yourself to move into the stillness of who you are, you will begin to notice that you do indeed, my dear, have the workings of magic. You have the workings of magic, and you in itself are magic. And what does that mean? Well, I have many other episodes that talk about magic, so you might want to explore those and go deeper into those. You can just search magic and that should show up for you. I think I have it pretty well organized, but maybe I need to go in and do that. But with that being said, you get to make decisions. Now, I understand we have circumstances that we are put in, and those are to help you grow stronger, to help you have an awareness, to build your character. But you do not have to stay in those circumstances. You get to make choices whether you want to alter those circumstances, get out. You always have resources. Always, 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 there's always going to be support. And maybe you feel like you're not being supported. So Spirit's encouraging you to look for those that can support you, those people, but also those elements of nature and those environments that are supportive. It doesn't necessarily have to be a person. So, I don't know. I feel like this message is kind of all over the place, but that's part of how my readings go anyways. It's kind of like a ton of puzzle pieces that eventually come together and they make sense and they make this beautiful picture. And that's kind of how life is, right? And I personally love puzzles, if you didn't know that about me. But truly, everything is kind of symbolic. And I know that I keep mentioning that. And speaking of this being sort of random and all of these puzzle pieces coming together, a book that Spirit would like for me to put out into the ethers for you is called Women Who Run With the Wolves. That book is like a Bible, not in the sense of, you know, religious context, but in the sense of, oh my gosh, it is going to blow your socks off. It is dense. In the sense that it has so much incredible information, and you can use it, I guess the reference of like the whole Bible thing was you can use it to where you open up to a random page and you get a wonderful message. And even if you just read a single sentence, truly, that can take you down a whole rabbit hole. And it's going to give you such beautiful insight into your world and into your life, and it's going to help you understand who you are, where you have come from, and where you can go, all the wonderful places that you can go. So I'm trying to think of like, oh my God, what am I going to title this podcast? I have no clue, but it will come to me. I don't want to use my logical mind because I am in the state of a light trance. And that's how my readings tend to go, is just super quick, super fast, lots of good information for you to sort of use as a context of spiritual, I'm trying to think of the right word, like almost like a treasure chest, right? Like you open the treasure chest again and again and again, and each time you do that, you think, oh my God, I didn't notice that before. Oh my gosh, that looks different than before, or wow. I love this little treasure chest. I can continue to return to it time and time again. So I'm going to make this a little quicker for you to go back to it if it sparks some energy, motivation for you. But I think ultimately at the end of the day, if we can remember that you get to choose, and that is a beautiful thing. We have choice. We have the ability and opportunity to make lovely, lovely choices for ourselves. Now, I know that I say all of this in a state of, you know, I guess enjoyment and happiness, but I'm not saying that hard things don't happen to us, because they do. And they shift us, they change us, they alter our perspective. But with that, and in those moments of feeling those hard feelings or going through something tremendous or horrific, you also, again, please remember you have the resources to return to, you have the support. Please know that you can talk to someone. And when I talk about self-help, please understand that this does not mean to do things solely by yourself. Yes, a huge part of life is like that, but self-help is recognizing what you can do for yourself that is going to help yourself. And a big part of that is recognizing who you can turn to, or what you can turn to, or the practices that help you feel most aligned with your soul and your spirit. And that in itself is joy and happiness. So remember, you have a choice, you have decisions, and this is a beautiful thing. So I will leave you with that. And if you haven't done so already, I mentioned this at the beginning, please let me know. Reach out to me if you feel guided to do so. I am here to help in all ways for the highest good. And so it is. And so it is. Thank you so much for listening. If you have a question that you want answered about spirit, empowering yourself, or how to manifest a life you truly love, head on over to tabithastitt.com/podcast and submit your question there. Until next time, continue to tap into your intuition, take action, and trust the process. And so it is.